good afternoon and welcome to day four of NAPPOD POMO 2018. It is Sunday the 4th of November and at the time of recording it is Leet o'clock. It is 13:37. I just want to get something out of the way now. I do apologise profusely. I had consumed a couple of beers before I started yesterday's recording, which incidentally I started on the dot of midnight on Saturday morning. But please remind me not to do that again. Drinking beer works really well for collaborative podcasting because it helps to fuel the interaction between the two or more participants, but it doesn't seemingly work for solo shows. Go figure. Last night we set off some fireworks along with pretty much the most of the rest of the country, although our fireworks were somewhat more pitiful compared to our neighbours. Every so often we'd stop and enjoy the fireworks from our surrounding area before carrying on with what I can only describe as coerced fart lighting in our own garden. But to be fair, what did I expect for 20 quid? No, don't get me wrong, I'm no skinflint and I enjoy entertaining my kids, despite the fact that one of my kids ended up cowering inside the house because she's scared of big bangs. What? But to me, that's money literally going up in flames. So yeah, I'll fork out money on fireworks and the like, but I have to be fairly pragmatic to the fact that, you know, I'm literally burning £20 notes. Anyway, I'm going to answer a question. So right at the very beginning, before it even started officially, Jonathan asked a question. It's quite a good question, but it's not really one I can go into much detail of because I don't know that much about the history. But the question is, if Yorkshire is as big as Scotland, should it be independent? Let's check out the facts here. Based on census data from 2011, Yorkshire has approximately 5,288,000 population. Okay, so 5.2, nearly 5.3 million people. In Scotland, in 2011, there was 5,313,000 people. So just over 5.3 million people. And that's despite Scotland having seven times the landmass of Scotland, which, you know, consequently means that Yorkshire is seven times more densely populated than Scotland is. Now, when you're talking about independence, it does actually raise a very interesting point, because there is evidence to suggest that Doncaster, which is the town in which we live, is still, questionably, admittedly, part of Scotland. So there are a couple of historians that did some digging and discovered that Doncaster was under Scottish rule for 21 years between 1136 and 1157. But while the town was officially signed over between the kings of England and Scotland, it does appear as though it was never formally handed back. So the question therefore is, does it mean that Doncaster is already part of Scotland, and therefore going back to the original question of that if Yorkshire is the bigger Scotland, should it be independent? I think from where we're sitting, literally, it's a moot question. Because if Scotland does have a second independence referendum, IndyRef2, hashtag, then, you know, there is probably some kind of legal recourse to be carried along with the tidal wave of politics here in Doncaster. Very interesting to learn about that. I will put a link into the show notes for today's episode from the Doncaster Free Press, which goes up to a bit more information about the whole question about Doncaster still being part of Scotland. Apparently there's a peace treaty called the Treaty of Durham. I don't know. But legally, I don't know. I don't know whether that would still hand true. Yeah, we're nearly best part of 1,000 years later. And we're only just unearthing this now. So I don't necessarily think that would hold true. Anyway, thank you, Jonathan, for that question. I like that kind of question because it's just completely, you know, out there. Very, very out of a left field. As always, if you have a question, please feel free to let me know. Send the question to me. Find full details of how you can do that over at thelovebug.org/pod. In other news, a new episode of the Duffercast was released yesterday, the first time in over 2 years. There are six of us who are part of the Duffercast, but there was only four of us in this particular episode. And it's a little over 90 minutes long, and it is purely a stream of consciousness. There's no... Well, basically, the premise of the Duffercast is that there is no premise. It's one of those things where we just start a conversation. We hit record, start talking, and then at the end of it, you get a show. It's great fun to record. It really is. And it's even more fun to then listen back to because you end up picking up on things that you hadn't originally picked up on when you were actually recording it in the first place. But if that thing sounds of interest to you, then you can go and find the latest episode over at duffercast.org/14, because that was the 14th episode, except it wasn't. Don't even get me started. We had a bit of a time anomaly, and episodes 10, 11, and 12 kind of ceased to exist. Did they exist? They never existed. I don't know. Anyway, probably going to end it there. I'm going to go off and make some dinner because, so we can eat before we head off to church this evening. Oh, yes, you may not know this. I'm a regular churchgoer. Perhaps that might prompt some questions for you. Be very welcome to send them if it does. Anyway, so roll call time. Thanks very much indeed to Jonathan for the shout out on his day two episode. And I'm going to be adding his question about what is your favourite place to my list. So keep an ear out for that one. Thanks also to Mr. LC, NorCal Geek Dad McNalu for responding to yesterday's episode. So enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I will speak to you again on Monday morning. Hope you can join me.